Tzvachim, Perkei Mishalef, we now begin the fifth chapter called Ezehu Mekoman, and it's quite a famous chapter. You will find it in the Siddur, in the morning prayers, before Baruch Sha'amar, and it, many people say it every single day. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, says that a person should learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara every day, and the Mishnah components is included here. It's the whole chapter in the Siddur. This chapter, Ezehu Mekoman, it was included there because, first of all, the topic is Karbonos, and since the prayer services are coming really bimkom, in the place of the Karbonos, the offering, so it's a natural topic. Second of all, it's a remarkable chapter in as much as it doesn't have any machlokas. There's no variance of opinion in this chapter. So it discusses not just all of the offerings that there are, but also without any machlokas, any disputes. And also, there's a tradition that this chapter is very old, perhaps even going back to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So it's a very old set of teachings, and therefore it's got special pride of place here. And here we see inside the Mishnah is going to talk about Ezehu Mekoman, what is the proper place, shel zvachim, to perform the required actions for each of the offerings. The word zvachim in the Chumash refers really to the shlamim specifically, but in the Mishnah, zvachim refers to, as we said before, the eight types of animal offerings, not the birds, but eight types of animal offerings, and we're going to go through all eight types right now. So the Mishnah says, Kodshei Kadashim, when it comes to the more sanctified Zvachim, those are Shchitasen B'Tzafon. Those have to be done in the north. Shchitasen, of course, means slaughter, but it also includes the receiving of the blood, the Kabbalah, the Holacha, bringing it to the Mizbech, and the Zrika, the application on the Mizbech. And those four acts must be done for Kodshei Kodashim in the northern part of the temple courtyard. That is one of the three differentiating features between Kodashim Kalam and Kodashim Kodashim, the more or less sanctified. So we're talking here about Kodshei Kodashim will be the olos, burnt offerings, the chataos, the sin offerings, ashamos, and asham is the guilt offering, and also there is one Shlamim, which is a communal Shalmei Tzibur, which is brought on Shavuos. Those are the Zvachim we're talking about here. They have to be done in the north. Where is the north exactly? So it'd be helpful to see a little map or schematic of the Azara to understand. There are a number of Shitas. The Rambam passes to the Shita of Rebbe, which is the entire northern area of the temple courtyard, the northern half between the entrance. You come in from the east, it's called Shar Nikanor, and then as you, the far west side is towards where the Kodesh Kodashim is, so the area, the northern half of that, between the entrance and the entrance of the Ulam is the antechamber that leads you in to the Heichal, the sanctuary, the physical structure in which the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim are, so that area, okay? There are other shitas exactly how to divide it up, and there's also other shitas about exactly the placement of the Mizbeach, but that's the general idea. Now, the Mishnah says inside, we're going to talk in this Mishnah, the first Mishnah, specifically about the par v'seir shel Yom HaKippurim, the bull and goat of Yom Kippur. These are two of the five of the inner chatos that are brought. They're referred to as, sometimes as the parim and seirim hanisrafim that are burned, because these are two of the five chatos that the meat is not eaten, but rather it's burned elsewhere outside the temple area. But the emurim certainly are offered on the Mizbeach, and the blood is offered of these five, not on the outer altar, but on the inner altar. So the Mishnah will describe those details right now. It says, V'kibul daman b'kli sharas b'tzafon, you have to receive the blood in the north. V'daman ta'un hazaya, so that northern activities where the northern part of the Azara is where all these activities happen. V'daman, and as for their blood, ta'un hazaya al bein habadim v'al haparoches, they have to go on between the staves, I'll explain, in front of the parochas, the curtain, and on the golden altar. So let me explain everything that's happening here now at a little more length. This is discussed at great length in Maseches Yoma. The idea is you have these two special offerings on Yom Kippur. The bull is coming to atone for the Kohen and his family. The goat is the goat Lashem that's coming to atone for the Jewish people. Their blood is offered inside the Heichel in the sanctuary. Okay, there are going to be a total of 43 blood applications, and they're all ma'akev. If you miss one, matana achas mehen ma'akeves, says the Mishnah. If you miss even one of them, so the offering is not yotzi, it's not effective. So what happens is the Kohen, with the Kohen Gadol, takes the blood of the bull. He will do 8 sprinklings in the Kaddish HaKadoshim, but here referred to as Bein HaBadim, between the staves. The Aron, the ark that held the broken Luchos from Hashem and the Luchos from Moshe, so that Aron had 2 staves, Badim, that had to be attached to it, and the idea is that you had to sprinkle the blood on the floor in the area between those staves. In Baisheni, the second temple, there was no Aron Kodesh, there was no Badim, in fact, there were no of those poles. Instead, they would just, the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle it on the floor on the Emen HaShasiyah, the foundation stone there, which is in the Kaddish Kedoshim. So, if you recall the counting from Kippur, it's like Achas, 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 V'shtayim, etc. So it's a 1 up and 7 down sprinklings, a total of 8 sprinklings of blood there in the Kaddish Kedoshim from the par, from the bull, and then the blood is put aside, and then they get the blood of the goat and the Seal Hashem, and then again, a total of 8 sprinklings, so you have 16 between the 2 of them on the inside. Then you have another 8 and 8 for a total of 16 in the same kind of way. You have it in front of the parochas. It's not on the curtain itself. Okay, the curtain that divides in the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodeshim, it's on the floor in front of it. But in any case, so you have 8 and 8 again. Same thing, the bull and the goat. So that brings you down to 32. And then the bloods are combined. And the Kohen Gadol will apply the blood to the 4 corners of the inner altar. That's 4 more, bringing us from 32 to 36. And then 7 applications on top of the golden altar. So from 36 plus 7 gives us to 43. Okay, so those 43 sprinklings that we're talking about over here, they're all happening inside. And Matana Achas Men Ma'akevis, if you miss even one, the whole thing is not Yotzi. It doesn't work. And then Shiari Hadam, the leftover blood that wasn't applied in those 43 applications, Hayashofech Al Yesod Ma'aravi Shal Mizbech Achitzon. It's poured on the Yesod, that's the kind of the base that goes around the outer altar. On the western side, now just so you understand again, you have essentially the Yesod goes around the perimeter of the base, one, it's basically one Amma high and one Amma wide, goes around the whole northern side and the whole western side. But then it curves around the corner, if you will, one Amma onto the south and one Amma onto the east. That is where it goes, the Yesod. Now in the southwest corner, which is kind of right before the end, if you will, before the entrance to the Ulam, the Heichel, the antechamber to the sanctuary. So there are 2 holes there on the base, one closer to the west, one closer to the south. And those, the blood here we poured on the western one, it goes down there. That's the idea. And the water, they basically go down. There's a like a undergrowing water channel, underflowing water channel that goes, you know, to the Kidron, the Kidron Valley there. And it sort of flushed the water, the blood away. So, that's where the blood is left over meant to go. Again, it's not Im lo nasan lo ikev, says the Mishnah. If you don't pour the blood from the inner chatas and, you know, from the bull and goat of Yom Kippur down onto the Yesod there, after the fact, b'dieved, it's not ma'akev, it doesn't make it that invalid, but l'chachila, that's where the blood is supposed to go, says the Pasuk.